Alrighty, Tyler Medeiros, everybody.
Let me put my phone on.
You sending out a tweet right now?
No, I'm putting it on silent.
Awesome. All right. Well, my name's Meredith. I do middays and weekends here on Sonic. And thank you to everybody for coming out. I know there was a little bit of a delay, but thank you so much for hanging out and waiting. And now we get the lovely and talented Tyler Medeiros, so it's all worth it. First off, I got to congratulate you, man, signing on to the IMG record label.
Thank
That's
you.
Huge.
Thank you.
How amazing does that feel?
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, you probably, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you probably grew up listening to Flo Rida.
Yes.
So what is it like now to be working so closely with him?
It's a dream come true. You could only, like, I don't even think people could even dream about working with someone that they see on TV and stuff like that. And I have that privilege.
Absolutely. You wake up every day and is it kind of like, oh, wait, this is real. This is legit.
Yeah.
How did it happen?
It was actually an artist on my label, CP Records. His manager is really good friends with them. And they were chilling and he was showing them his stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, you got to see this kid. So he searched me in and he was showing them the stuff and he was showing them a performance. And he's like, wow, like, this is crazy. And then there's a flip that I do in a Say I Love You performance.
Right.
And I lay on the floor and my dancers grab my legs and flip me up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen that and he just went crazy. And like, he got on the phone, he called Flo. He's like, yo, you got to go on YouTube. You need to look at this kid. Like, this kid is crazy.
Right.
And then Flo was in Montreal performing at the Balloon Festival. And he brought me out there and we met and we just got right to work. And from there, it just took off.
So from your perspective, I mean, that's all the behind the scenes stuff,
yeah,
which you now know, you know, how it happened. He saw your videos.
Mm-hmm.
But from you, I mean, you're just going about your daily life, doing your thing. And then, so what? The phone rings and Flo Rida is like, hey, dude, it's Flo Rida. What's going on?
No,
how does that work?
It was actually my manager. He called
okay.
me and he's like, Flo Rida wants to meet with you.
Right.
And I was like, you're lying to me. He's like, I swear.
You're like,
he's like, I swear. I'm like, you're lying to me. I'm like, there's no way. He's like, I swear, you're going to Montreal next week. I'm like, all right, let's do it. I packed my stuff, went to Montreal.
Absolutely. I wouldn't even pack my stuff. I just right there on the train or the plane or whatever it took. That's pretty cool. IMG record label, I was reading quite a bit about it, and it's doing some cool things. Like, what mm-hmm. do you know about it? Like, what makes this one different? Like, what is he trying to do with this by signing people like you?
I think he's just trying to have artists in every different kind of genre.
Right.
Like, he has rappers signed, he has girl rappers signed, he has a bunch of artists signed, and now he recently signed me, which is kind of like a different direction that he's taken it with the younger pop and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Now, you've used the term yourself a couple times here, and I wanted to ask you, you know, you're always saying, you know, look at this kid, see this kid. Do you take that offensively? Like, everyone's always like, yeah, it's this kid. But I mean, you're not just some kid.
No, but I am a kid. I am a kid. It's just I got to deal with a lot more things.
Yeah.
I would have been sitting here for a Flo interview, you know?
Yeah.
But instead, I'm up here, so.
Yeah.
But I'm still a normal kid. I go to school. It's just hard for me to do things.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about that because I think it's amazing that you are still going to school because when I was in high school, I could barely fit in studying with my gossip chats on the phone. Like, how do you do all this? You've got dance classes. You've got,
yeah,
you know, you're working on your album. How do you do this?
Dedication. Dedication
sleep?
And priority.
Do you ever get any sleep?
I never sleep.
Never, ever, eh?
Never.
I noticed that, too. I
always
was checking you out
work.
On Twitter last night, and I'm like, he's got a big day tomorrow, and he's still up. What's happening
yeah.
here?
Never sleep.
That's amazing. All right, so we were mentioning the new album is coming out shortly, which has got to be one of the big reasons that you're not mm-hmm. sleeping right now.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the new album?
I've put my heart and soul into it, and I just want to release the best product that I can, and I want everyone in the world to relate to it.
Absolutely. Now, how do you go about that? You know, you sit there and you can say you want everybody to relate to it, but how? How are you going to make that happen?
You just got to absorb the world. You just got to see how people react to things, how they don't react to things, what they say, what they don't say. You just got to really learn from every experience.
Absolutely. On the album, clearly you've been working on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working on it since before all of this, you know, shipped
yes.
down with Flo Rida, right?
Yes.
Has that had any changes, any influences? Did you suddenly go back to the drawing board with him and maybe reshape things?
Definitely, because he has his people that he works with, and I have my people, so I got a chance to meet them and work with them, and we worked on some new songs, and we have great songs ready to come out.
So he's probably a bit of an influence on the new album then?
Definitely.
Would you say a big influence? Or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Everyone is a big influence.
Everyone's Yeah. Your cousins, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Danny Fernandez and Sean Desmond too, would you say that they're pretty big mentors and influences on this album as well?
Yes, definitely Danny. He took me under his wing from day one and just made sure I was all right.
Very cool. And one of the biggest exciting things that's going on is the single Radio.
Yes.
And we're actually going to be the first station. I'm